Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, I'll pass the baton off to Nick Kostos, who will take you the rest of the way, 4-7. But we will start off, of course, with his thoughts on what we saw last night with the Texans beating the Buffalo Bills. Houston is on the uptick, and for the Buffalo Bills, you know, like I've been saying it for about a few weeks now, maybe even a month, that, you know, they're just not in a good place. You know, the team's not very good. And yeah, like obviously, like Josh Allen didn't play well, but hey, nobody wants to say that. Apparently, you're not allowed to say that Josh Allen didn't play well. It's all everyone else. Like, my goodness, guys, like we can be grownups about this thing. I think everyone needs to play better, including Josh Allen, who would be the first person to tell you that he needs to play better. And I don't think it's just like quarterback speak or whatever. I think he's actually being honest, because he did not look good last night, albeit against the best defense in the NFL. But talked a lot of Texans earlier this hour. If you missed it, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Let's go ahead and get into the bets for the weekend in both the NFL and college football. We'll start off with the NFL, because I do think this is a very interesting card this week. And talked about some of these in the last segment here, but I'll go ahead and drive the point home again here in this segment. The Detroit Lions, I do like quite a bit. This to me feels like a nice bounce back spot for the Lions. So I lay 10. I'd still lay 12.5 if you can find it. I know BetMGM has 12.5. Some other sports books have 12.5 as well. I think anything under 13 is a bet. Like Jameis Winston, yeah, he was pretty solid against the Green Bay Packers. Great, cool. Now this is the second week, and usually that's when Jameis falls apart. And I think the Detroit Lions, coming off of a loss, knowing how important it is for them to win this game, you will get a focused and dialed in effort from the Lions. And also for Jared Goff, I mean, now he gets to be back indoors. He doesn't have to worry about the wind in Philadelphia at the link or worry about whatever's going on. He's indoors against a defense that can't stop the run. That's going to open up the play action. I think you're going to be a lot of Gibbs, a lot of Montgomery. I think the Lions flex their muscles, and I think they explode in this game against the New York Giants. I like them quite a bit. Anything under 13 is a bet on the Detroit Lions, with Jaxson Dart still in the concussion protocol. Jameis Winston's a fun story last week, but I don't think he's going to be a guy that gets you anything this Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Moving on. Talked about this game as well, so we won't have to spend too much time on this one, but I do like New England. I laid 6.5 earlier this morning. Even at 7, I would wait to just get confirmation on Joe Burrow, which we're going to get by 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. That's the deadline that the Bengals have to meet, where they want to add him to the 53-man roster or keep him on IR. If he comes back this week, by the way, I did see this, like this would be like a month ahead of schedule. Does that seem responsible by the Cincinnati Bengals? Now, maybe Joe Burrow is just like a super healer or whatever, and he's been attacking the rehab aggressively as possible. That's also a possibility. But given their standing right now, the team that's multiple games below 500, and like, if we're just being honest about it, is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they're 3-7. Like, come on. You have to run the table damn near to make the playoffs. Like, I think this is a lost season, which I know that's hard to say, especially if you're someone like Zach Taylor, whose job probably not on the line, but the seat's getting rather warm. I mean, most organizations, his job would be on the line, but let's be real. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't want to pay multiple coaches, so Zach Taylor's probably going to be back in 2026. But, yeah, this to me just feels like a lost season for Cincinnati. I think we're going to see Joe Flacco, and I think we're going to see the New England Patriots win this by at least a touchdown, probably more. So I laid 6.5 with New England. That's my bet in that game. All right, let's get to a game we did not discuss in the last segment. That is the NFC North showdown between the Minnesota Vikings and Green Bay Packers. I am betting Minnesota. I have already bet Minnesota plus 6.5. I think if you're out there and you're looking for a bet in this game, it's Vikings or pass. And it's can you stomach it with the Minnesota Vikings? This, to me, feels like a very, very nice buy low spot. Now, it could also be me trying to maybe catch a falling knife. That could potentially be what's happening right now. But I think it's a buy low spot. All week long, all we've heard about is how that J.J. McCarthy and his mechanics and how this can't be fixed and how J.J. McCarthy's a disaster and how J.J. McCarthy's likely to not be the quarterback next year for the Minnesota Vikings. This feels like this is the buy low spot of all buy low spots against a Green Bay Packers team, which I was high on entering the year when they made the trade for Micah Parsons. But we got to be honest. Green Bay doesn't really play like a team that's blowing anyone out, do they? Especially as big favorites. I mean, they played a close game with Cincinnati, played close games with the Bengals, or with the Browns, rather. They played close games with the Giants just this past Sunday. Like, they seem to be in all of these close games, and now they have to lay 6.5 against what is a pretty good Vikings defense. Like, lost in all the McCarthy stuff is that the Vikings defense is still good. Van Ginkle's back. Brian Flores is still a really awesome defensive coordinator. This, to me, screams close game. And I think betting the Vikings is a smart thing come Sunday. So it's out there still. 6.5 is widely available. 6.5 to me, it's quickly turning into one of my more favorite bets of the week. I like this bet quite a bit. I'm rocking with Minnesota. McCarthy, he's going to play poorly probably. And maybe he can make a couple of throws. And maybe you get the J.J. McCarthy that we saw week one against the Bears where it's like, okay, it's like bad for about 2.5, 3 quarters. And then he turns into 9 or whatever the hell he wants to call himself. And like that's what it ends up with in the fourth quarter. But I just don't trust the Packers. I don't see how anyone can trust the Packers to lay this kind of number. It's one thing to pass the game, but I would never bet Green Bay. In fact, I like the opposite side. I took the Minnesota Vikings plus 6.5. This to me feels like this should be like 5.5 or so. And you might say, hey, well, Femi, that's not that big of a difference. 5.5 and 6.5. It's actually a massive difference in betting because 6, of course, being a key-ish number, as we all saw last night when people miss extra points. So 6.5 to me, Vikings plus 6.5 is a bet, and a bet that's already in the pending wagers. Let's get over to the afternoon slate because this is another bet that feels like a buy-low spot. And this is like one of the classic buy-low kind of deal, like selling high sort of thing. And it's with the Arizona Cardinals plus 3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville is coming off their most impressive win of the season. Probably not their best win. Best win is probably when they beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. But beating the Chargers to the degree that they did last week is definitely their best win, or probably most impressive win, rather, of the season. Just blew them out. 30 first downs compared to 8 first downs. Like, that's the kind of beatdown it was, Jags over Chargers. And now they got to fly across the country to face the Arizona Cardinals, a Cardinals team that can't seem to get out of their own way. Like, this is a team that, like, you look at their underlying metrics, they probably shouldn't be 3-7. They're probably more of like a 4-6, maybe even a 5-5 kind of a team, but they're sitting there at 3-7 with their point differential sitting at minus 32. I just like the aspect of buying into this team coming off of 2 embarrassing losses. Like, they got drilled by Seattle a couple of weeks ago, which, once again, I talked about that. Lay the Seahawks. They got drilled by the Niners last Sunday. Talked about that. Lay the Niners. So, like, I think I've got a pretty good read on this Cardinals team. Now, where this game was supposed to be like a pick'em a couple of weeks ago and even last week, now we're getting 3 just because Jacksonville beat up a Chargers team that has no offensive line on the road? This, to me, has gone way, way too far. I love the Cardinals at plus 3. I also bet some money line. I think Arizona's going to win the game. Because just when you want to trust Jacksonville, that's when they revert to being an unserious operation. And that's what we're going to see on Sunday. Oh, look, the Jaguars got the tiebreaker on the Chiefs. They're in line for the 7th seed. Great. Watch them lose to the Cardinals. Like that's what's going to happen. Can't you just see it happening? Feels like we've already seen it. We've done this before with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So for me, Cardinals +3, Cardinals money line +145. I'll probably put some underdog money line parlays together as well. Cardinals will be in that come Sunday. I like Arizona to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then finally, my last bet in the NFL before we get to something that I'm monitoring and some college football bets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's back Shador. Let's be legendary. It's the Cleveland Browns +4 against the Las Vegas Raiders. This to me is more so not really a bet on Shador Sanders, because I mean, I would never want to do that, to be quite honest, based on what we've seen so far. This is a bet on Myles Garrett and the Browns defense. That's what this is. Going up against a Raiders offense that is completely broken. The Raiders offense looked horrendous against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. The Cowboys defense is like, what, a bottom five defense? Maybe it's improved now that they traded for Quinnen Williams. Okay, you want to be complimentary to Dallas? Like, what is it, the 20th best defense in the league? I don't think you can go any higher than that, like, based on what we've seen. And the Raiders made them look like the doomsday defense of the 70s. Like, I don't know what's going on out there in Las Vegas. Chip Kelly and Geno Smith clearly are not on the same page, because Geno's playing some of the worst football of his career that we've seen. Like, he looks like New York Jets Geno Smith. Like, that's what he looks like. And the offense is unimaginative. They have no offensive line. They can't get the skill guys going. I mean, Ashton Jeanty, the minute he gets the football, he gets hit in the backfield. Brock Bowers is the only productive player on this offense. Like, I don't know how the Raiders score against one of the best defenses in the NFL in the Cleveland Browns. Now, you might say, well, how the hell is Shador Sanders going to score? I don't know, man. Just hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins. Like, it seems like a pretty clear game plan if you're the Cleveland Browns. Just get the ball to Quinshon Judkins and get the hell out of the way. Like, that's how you can beat this Raiders defense, which once again is pretty bad once you get past Max Crosby. Like, to me, the best unit on the field is by far the Browns defense, and they're getting more than a field goal on the road. So I like Cleveland +4. I don't know if I'll get there with the money line, because I could see this being like a 12-9 kind of a game, because I'm not really inspired by either offense. And with a total this low, and 36 is where we currently sit right now, like, all those points are going to matter quite a bit. So maybe I can talk myself into the money line later this weekend, but right now it's just Browns +4 for me between Cleveland and Las Vegas. A couple of bets that I'm monitoring real quickly before I get to the college football card. I talked about the Steelers-Bears game in the last segment. Don't need to spend too much time on that. The Eagles, a lot of noise coming out of Philadelphia. People are frustrated with Jalen Hurts. AJ Brown's clearly frustrated. Like, the articles are out there. The insiders are all snooping around what's going on in Philadelphia. And people want to start to buy in on the Dallas Cowboys. Be careful, folks. I would not be getting there with Dallas. To me, it's Eagles or pass. If we get 3 minus 110, and I think we're going to get it, I will be betting the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles defense, to me, I think can actually shut down this Cowboys offense, as good as the Cowboys offense is. All right, college football here before we wrap up things here on this Friday. I do like USC plus 10. Need to be 10, though, if you want to bet USC. Give me Kentucky plus 9. The Mark Stoops is always good at dragging teams into the mud. I think they can drag Vandy into the mud as Vandy maybe looks ahead to the game against Tennessee next week. I'll lay 2.5 with Georgia Tech. I'll take 4 with Florida against Tennessee. I'll take 2.5 with Cincinnati against BYU. And then a late night special, give me Coach Prime and plus 7.5 with Colorado against Arizona State. So that's the college football card, the NFL card. Have a great weekend. Cast some bets. I'll see everybody on Monday. Nick Costos coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.